Some people are incredibly excited about their country. How many of you would call yourselves proudly South African? Okay, if you were born in Nigeria, I'm going to excuse you for a moment. But I bet you Vincent's somewhat proudly South African as well. Yeah. He is. Because you've got to love this country. I mean, we are one amazing country, okay? Said last week or the week before, I wasn't always proud of this country, but I really am. The challenge in this series is, am I proudly Christian? Do I put up my hand as quick, or do I like, not so sure? Jesus said once, if anyone tells people that he knows me, I also tell the Father in heaven that I know him. But if anyone who tells people he doesn't know me, I'll say, Dad, I don't know that dude, nuke him. That's a modern translation of that. I want to be in that situation one day where Jesus says, Dad, I want you to meet someone. I know this dude from like my whole experience on earth. I want you to meet him. It's Mark. Hi, Dad. Nice to meet you. You know? I don't want to be like, no, wait, stop. It's me. You remember my Grandpa Bill from Durban? God's like, yeah, oh, yeah, Bill. I know Billy's here. Uncle Lawrence. My dad, Lawrence. God's like, oh, yeah, no, sure, I know Lawrence. There he is. You see mansion number 17, the one with the gold and stuff and the diamonds. Oh, cool. Can I just, who are you again? What's your name? Let me just double-check the guest list. You know, there's an ad on TV where that guy's not on the guest list or something, and God's like, well, no, I don't know you. Sorry, bro. Sorry. There is another venue that if you just make your way left, short left, down, no downer, you know, like basement. Not like, but isn't there middle, like a, I thought there was like one of those in between, I think they used to call it purgatory. A purgatory, you mean? Yes. No, that's been discontinued until further notice. We had a bit of a spillage. Down. We saw that there's this incredible verse that challenges the heck out of me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Not ashamed of the gospel because of its power, because it's salvation, and it saves us from down. We saw a little movie last week that was all about five guys who were willing to give their life for the sake of the gospel. And here was the question for us. If you thought there was a chance that you'd be killed because you follow Jesus, what message would you leave behind for your friends and family to find and read once you're gone? And we sat and wrote that, if you remember, if you were here last week. And it led us into this little letter that I've seen an update this week. That this guy was actually from Zimbabwe, this pastor who wrote this. So kill the lights, and today we're going to watch it, I don't know, once.
I am part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My presence makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, quantity, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer, and labor by power. My pace is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way rough, my companions few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate at the table of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I've stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till He comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work till he stops me. And when he comes down for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear.
Did you miss that? Well, I'm not showing it again. It's the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm part of that group of people who are unashamedly unashamed. Are you part of that? Don't make me show it again, because I will. I want to share with you an interesting story. It was around about that time when Jesus gets arrested, and he's had this crew of guys, okay, 12 guys that have been with him from the beginning, and they've been taught, and they've spent 3 years walking around together. One of them, Simon Peter, and another disciple follow Jesus at a bit of a distance when Jesus is arrested and taken off to be sentenced or tried. And in the courtyard, a gatekeeper says to Peter, "Aren't you one of this man's disciples too?" And Peter answers, "Yeah, I'm one of them. I've been following him now for 3.5 years. He even changed my name. I used to be called Simon, and now I'm Peter. I used to be called the reed that blows in the wind, but now he's given me a new name, which means I'm a rock. And I've been hanging out with him day and night. I'm his bestest buddy." No, I'm not. What the heck? And Simon Peter continues to stand and warm himself by the fire. And some men asked him, "Aren't you too one of his disciples?" Peter denied it by saying, "No, I'm not." One of the other translations says, he says with an oath that I'm not. And an oath is kind of like a swear word. You know, and I won't throw any in there. He's getting quite serious here. One of the chief priest's servants, a young girl, very unoffensive, and not someone like huge coming to punch him in the face, a young girl says, "Didn't I see you with Jesus in the garden?" Peter again denies it, and just then, a rooster crows. That one. And Jesus had protected this. Jesus had said, before the rooster crows, 3 times you will have denied me. And Peter at that point says, like, "You're smoking weed or something. I don't do denial. I will follow you to the very end." Here's a question for you today. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I'm going to have, bro, won't you help and go and take a seat there next to Dale? And one more. Three people are going to be on the jury. Vincent, come and grab a seat over there. There is our jury, okay? Now, around about here, everyone to this side is in group number one, and everyone from the green chair, don't you think the couches are really cool? From that side on, okay, you guys are group number two. We have a very special guest in the house, a return visitor, and his name is Judge S. So we're going to ask Judge S if he would come and take his seat here up on the stage. There's a chair behind there, if you can move that chair a little forward. And our very own prosecutor in the house is going to step forward, and his name is Prosecutor Pierce. So if you can put your hands together for Prosecutor Pierce, who's going to come take a stand on this side over here. Prosecutor, why don't you just grab a microphone over there, and there we go. I want you guys to kind of decide who you're going to put forward as someone who's that you believe is a Christian, okay? Now, here's the thing about this court. You actually want to be proven what? Guilty. And you guys are going to choose someone after them to send forward and state his case, and the prosecutor will proceed. We'll give you some guidelines in a minute up on the screen as to the kind of things that the prosecutor will be looking to test. The jury will decide for each of them, and there can't be a hung jury. You can't abstain. You can either say yes or no, and so that's why there's three people. So pretend it's a group of 15 people, okay? So decide your person, decide yours, and you guys can send your first candidate forward. If you were arrested for being a Christian, you appeared before Judge S, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Okay, there we go.
Order in the court. Zach Webb. Yes. You are here today on trial. You've been accused of being a Christian. Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
He does. Zach, if we looked at your diary for the past week, have you been patient at all? And give an example if you have.
Patience. I will admit patience is not one of my strong points.
Mm-hmm.
I do not own a diary.
But I would like to think so. I would like to think that I'm being...
You would like to think so?
I would like to think so. I know I'm not perfect at that, but I would hope my sister would testify and say that I have been patient.
Your sister, could you please come up then as a witness? Ayanda Webb, as a witness, do you promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Do you think your brother Zach is patient at all?
Yes, he is.
Fair enough. Okay, we have one witness.
Thank you, Ayanda.
Even though the accused himself doesn't have anything in his own defense. Zach, I'm just wondering, are you discipling anyone at school?
Yes, I actually am.
You are?
Yes.
Mm. Tell us about that.
He's one of my good friends. He's kind of a party animal. He enjoys, you know, the spotlight and everything. And he really hit a bad spot. He got dumped by his girlfriend and everything. So I'm starting to disciple him.
Now that's an interesting point that you just said. What do you think about dating? What's
your I do not like
that?
Dating.
You don't?
No, not at all.
Can you back up your thoughts at all?
My parents raised me saying dating is not the right thing. It just prepares you for divorce and not marriage.
Harsh words.
And by myself, I then thought, I looked into it and I thought, yes, it there's not any really good positive aspect out of it. If you're just longing for friendship, then you have friends and you don't need dating for that.
Fair enough. And now we're wondering, they say that Christians should be unashamed of Christ. What have you been doing recently on social media, Facebook or Mixit, to advance the cause of this Christ? Have you at all?
Honestly, not at all.
Very good.
Been on Facebook in 3 months. I don't have Mixit, but I do prefer talking to people face to face, and I do believe I have done it in that way.
Fair enough. Now, I just want to know, they say that your heart is where your money is. What do you spend your money on usually?
Usually, I haven't bought anything recently. All my money went towards...
Are you a Scrooge?
What? Recently, I just spent all my money towards a tour for sport.
Fair enough. Now, we're wondering, any of these other things, the fruit of the Spirit, we just want to know, do you think in any way there's enough evidence to convict you of one of them? Either gentleness, patience, kindness, whatever. Is there anything that we could pin you down on with that?
I would like to think so.
You think so?
I would hope so.
Can you give an example?
An example. I usually I don't have patience, which sadly I've tried, but that's not my strong point.
Fair enough.
But with trying to get more patience, I believe I have received more self-control. But
explain that statement, please, and give an example?
Okay. I used to be very aggressive, as you probably know, James.
Very personal.
I've lost my aggression, but I still get angry quickly. I'm no longer... Okay.
I must say, this is going very well for you, Zach. I don't think you'll be proven guilty at all, but we need to carry on investing the evidence. Can you give an example, just an example of this, any of the fruits of the Spirit at all? Just one small one.
Fruits of the Spirit. I've grown up in an orphanage all my life. We have an orphanage in our home. I enjoy taking care of babies. I enjoy spending time with children. I enjoy showing love to them, and just being around them, being joyful with them, being, you know, just playing with them, running around the garden, teaching them how to have fun.
Fair enough. So does that mean that your good deeds are your basis for being a Christian?
I do not believe so.
Could you explain why? Last question.
The basis of a Christian would be my faith and my relationship with him, not my good deeds.
Fair enough. Just basing on that, just by yourself today this week, in the last week. In the last week, have you had just a worship session with God by yourself? I mean, outside of church, in your room, or?
Yes, I have. I very much enjoy playing my guitar, and I use it a lot for worship. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Very well, very well. Judge S, is that all?
Yeah, I would wait for those guys to give me the result there. If one of you guys may come. You just have to give me the paper with the result. Sorry, James. Judge one was in favor of Zach. Judge number two. Or jury number two, not so. And just before I say the verdict for the last jury, I think I'm going to justify it. I think because it says in the big book, I think it's called the Bible, it talks about worshiping God. I think it's in Psalms 100. So Zach... did say that he does worship God with his guitar at least once a week. I think also in Timothy, there in the big book, the big law book, talks about honoring your older sisters, your older friends as sisters and younger sisters, even sisters with absolute purity. So he did speak about dating and. It did show that it does honor friends as sisters and guys as brothers. So it does justify the last verdict from the jury there, which is he's guilty of being a Christian.
So what is it? What is it that makes a true Christian? It wasn't too easy, was it? A true Christian is loving. Jesus actually said, "You will tell if people are my followers if they love one another. Do I love you? I show whether I'm a believer or not by my loving. Am I forgiving? If you wrong me and I don't forgive you, I'm not a believer. Nah? I might struggle with forgiving you. I might find it really hard but there would be something in me if I'm a follower of Jesus that would say, I'm going to forgive you how many times? Once, twice, 70 times 7, 490. Vincent, you've just done hectic maths. It's a lot, ne? And I think Jesus meant keep on forgiving. What is a true Christian? They will be growing. And we've seen evidence in these people's lives. Zach was talking about how there was a time that there was that outward display of aggression. And that's increasingly under control because the fruit of the Spirit are being worked within us. Not necessarily overnight. It's hard to change our spots. But Christ comes in and begins to transform us from the inside in. And yes, I'm sorry, young lady, in that video, but it is our responsibility to look after people. How can God's love be in a person if he doesn't help someone who is in need? Ouch. A Christian will be caring. A Christian will be reaching. And that's what is in our process. So never be ashamed to tell others about the Lord. It doesn't say it's going to be easy, but it's something that we will do if we are a true believer. I guess there's only two questions for us today. So are we? Are we a Christian? Are we a Christ follower? And secondly, I want to challenge you whether anybody knows that you actually are a Christian. Does even anybody even know that we are believers? The goal is to spread the knowledge of who we are and who we follow, both through how we act and through what we say, and through who we are. As the characters, as Christ's character begins to come out in us, more and more people would say, you know what, that's a follower of Jesus, and I want to know how a person can be like that. Because if rocks are thrown at me and I don't pick them up and throw them right back double hard, someone's going to look at that and say, wow, that's unnatural. Isn't it natural? You throw me with a stone, I'll throw you with the stone. Yeah? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick it up, throw it right back at you. But when I don't, people look at that and say, whoa, that's different. Why are you not hating your enemies? You're supposed to hate your enemies. They hate you. No, I'm going to love them. Love them into the kingdom. I'm challenged. I don't know about you. Does anybody even know I'm a Christian? Let's pray together.